to continue on the concept of the Issa being Mazik, so there's a very simple Kama that has not been paid. The Gemara says, 9, how do you know a person should not be Megadol, Kelb, Ra, Peter, Faisal, you should not have a bad dog inside your house? Oh, you should Yama, Tulum, Ru'uam, Peter, Faisal, you should not have a Shvacha, Tulum, a ladder inside your house? Bring the Pasik, Kitse, like Tosim, Domin, Bevesefa. A person cannot place Domin, Bevesefa, something has been caused, Dam, inside his house. So what is the Gedr and the Isser of this Pasik? So, first and clear, Dom means Dafto, Nisa, who are then even Hezek? Is there an Isser to place a Sulam in the house and only cause damage? Or even a Sulam that caused Misa, or Dafka Misa? So the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, and Loisa say, Reis Tadaches, when he brings down this Pasik, Loitosim Domim Bebesecho, he says, Dafka Shlo Yimusu, causing death. The Isser is Domim, which means Dafka Kuch Nefesh, and nothing more than that. The Targum and the Pasik say the same thing, Dafka Ketolo. The Rashma and Daphne Alf and Alf in Baba Kamo, the Shittim Gubet says in the Zvavan Bey is being down from Murikats that way, and Batsim is Loshan the Machaber, in Simitov Chav Zayin, in Sivchas, the Machaber says the Isser of Leitos and Domer Vesecha is by a case of Koch Nefesh, of Sekona of Miso. However, Al Tzad Hasheni, the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tovkuch, Mem Zayin, when he writes, he quotes the Loshan Rambam, and he adds in two words, he says, Shaloy Yemusu, Vegam Lo Yizuku, it should not cause death, and it also should not cause hezek. The Dvar Avram in Chelek Aleph explains his Marech Machlokes Rishonim about this concept. The Ma'aseh is not just the Chinuch; it's the Smak also. In Loisay Kuf Samach Zayin, it also seems to be the Rain in Mitzvah Reishiyot. And look at the Aruch HaShulchan in Tav Chof Zayin in Chosh Mishpot in Sivvav. It also brings down not only Shaloi Tosim Domer Vesef Abi from Yisrael Hudim for hezek. So we have a Maisa one Pasuk, an Isser of Leitosim Domim, meaning a person should not either be Gurim Miso, Kun Samu Shalim. The other Shalim means also should not be Gurim Hezek. There's another Isser brought down in Parsha Beschanan. Pasuk says, Raki Shamlocho Ushmon Afshecha. Person should be Shomer, watch himself, and God is Nefesh. So what does this Pasuk mean? The Rambam in the Tzeich of Perkut Aleph brings down when a person puts a michshel inside his house, not only is he over this asay of Yishamlecha, is also over the love of Leitosim Domim Bevesecha. The Rambam puts the two together. Anytime you have a michshel in the house that can cause Misa, says the Rambam, you're over Leitosim, and you're also over this Isser asay of Yishamlecha Ushmon Afshecha. The Mechab brings down this way also at the end of Chosh Mishpot in Sivches, the same thing, you're over say asay and say alav. Maish Dachorim do ask why Yishamlecha is and I say, Yishama the Gemara Shavuos Dach Laman Aleph is allowed with Cheschinah the Goyish Hassan. But myself, we have the Rambam and the Machaber that say every time you have a Mishul in your house and you do not take it away, and the Mishul is to be Gur and Misa, says the Rambam and the Machaber, you have two things again like Tostim, and you have Yishama Lecha. Also in the Pasuk Yishama Lecha, you declare the Dafka Miso even the Zakim. Again, the Rambam says it's by Miso, and the Shulchan Aruch says it's also by Miso. However, Tosfos and Shavuos Dach Laman Aleph asks, where is the Makar to be Choylus Atmoy, to damage yourself, the your even Isser? So he brings out the Gemara Bava and Choyvel. So he asks, why aren't you even the Isser of Yisham Lecha, Ushmon Afshecha? Yes, you'd be even the Isser of Yisham Lecha, you should watch yourself. And he's talking about Chavolah, injuring yourself. So we see Tosfos learns, Yisham Lecha is loved after by Misa, is also by Hezek. So again, we have two Pesukim now that we see the person cannot cause either Misa or Huadin Hezek. The Makar for the Isra of Yisham Lecha Shmon Afshecha is the Gemara and Brachas and that Lama Beis and Beis. The Gemara over there says that a Chassid was Mispal Baderech and it came along a Sar and the Isra Shalom gave him Shalom and the Chassid did not respond back. So the Sar was waiting, he took out his sword and he had it on sheath and he said, Maisak, he said, Omlai Reiko, after finished davening, Reiko, you empty had a person, how can you not answer me back? You're even to Yisur, you're even Isra of Yisham Lecha Shmon Afshecha. And you can call yourself a Misa. But oy yoyzver the Isser of the Shmatim oy the Nafshu Seichem. Do 70 through. Mashiach does point out over there, Maisa Yisham Lecha is going by the Iker and Isser of forgetting Torah. However, the Maisa again, you're even the Pashat the Gemara and how the Maisa the Rambam does bring it down. Yisham Lecha Shmon Nafshecha. You're even Isser by having a Michshul in your house. We see also in the Gemara a third Pasuk. Nishmatim oy the Nafshu Seichem. Another Indian that you cannot cause hezek to somebody else or Misa, and who it is, you cannot cause hezek to yourself or Misa to yourself. Now again, is this Pasuk talking about Misa or talking about hezek? So you can learn the Gemara, you can learn the Pasuk, Nishmatim Oyvim Nafshechem, was talking about Misa. However, again, Tosfos and Shavuos, Nachlam and Aleph, That's the ask. By Chel Atzmoy, let's bring another pasuk. Nishmatim Oyd Nafshasayim Behedik. So we have a third pasuk now, where a person can act with Hedik somebody else or to himself, going places of Nishmatim Oyd Nafshasayim. This is brought down away also in Divim Akil, Chel Beisim Nun Gimel. And Be'etem, when Oyman Beisim Beisim Babakama, the Gemara declares by a Karen, then it's Tomat Mukhubur or Talish. The Gemara says, maybe it's all Kulam Edesi or Kulam Tami, Kulam Edesi. But if you ask, why Kulam Edesi, you say Kulam Tam, say it's always Tam, whether the carrot is Mukhubur or Talish. So the Rashba answers that in Tami, you should maybe say that, but since the suffix of causing Hezek has a din of like Yisurim, the Ikka Idin Zikim have a get, sorry, the, since it's fake to do Lahakma ki Yisurim, Loshna Rashba is that the suffix of Hezek to be machmal like Yisurim. The right cause causing Hezek has Isser. Now what is the Isser? The Chamsayf and Shuvah and Yodaya the situation from Aleph. He says the Ikka Inin is Zokma have a Gedin Mitzvah Sasei. The Isser of causing Hezek is Nikola Isser Asei. Which Asei? He brings three Pesukim. First Pesukim brings down the Shmachim. The Shmachim or the Nachasayim. So we see causing Hezek saying Pesham the Rajim Beis and Beis is also the Shmachim. I mean causing Hezek lots of Kamiso. The choice is also some Zayim and Tshuva, same Shana Rajba, they're causing Hezek, over the Isser Nishmartim. Over there, there's two more Pesukim of some Zayim brings down, a Pesuk of Isam Adam Recha, spoke about a couple of weeks ago, and a third Pesuk, Vaya Alecha Domin. To put a place upon you, Domin, another Isser Asay, and Pasha Shreif to another Pesuk. That means to cause Hezek or Misa to a person, to have a Kelavra, a Sulamra, or to Mamash do Hezek, be a Dain, the Maestro are five different Pesukim. There's a pasuk by Tosin Domin Beisecho, there's a second pasuk Rak Yisham Lecho Ushmo Nafshecho, which the Chanashay Iker is one Isser, a third pasuk of Nishmatim Oid Nafshasechem, a fourth pasuk of Oysam Adam Re'echo, the fifth pasuk of Oyal Lecha Domin. We have five different Isserim causing Hezek to a person's goof. Five separate Isserim. Some Pashim say, you're talking about Hud and Hezek, and some Rishonim will say, no, that's the Misa. But might again, to cause Hezek to a person, the Chanashay Iker, what's the Isser? We have a whole pasuk of 572, 572 and Asayis and Lavin in the Torah. Now the Pasuk of Loi Tosin is Be'etim in the middle of the Parasha of Michael. Pasuk starts off, a person should put a Michael, a gate or a fence around his roof, and he should not cause to have Domin B'Veisecho. The Chodim do clear the Maisa, why need a Pasuk of Atisa Michael? We have again five Yisurim, not called Hezek. Why need a Pasuk of Atisa Michael? You have like Kofim Dom Vesechel, or Itam Adam Recha, why need Atisa Michael? The Chodim answer, basically from the Sefri, that you might think it's good enough to have a Shayyid there, watch there by the end of the, by your gag, by your roof, that no one will fall, you have a Shayyid, you put up a sign there, careful, be Zarev. It's not good enough, you have a special mitzvah say, put over there a Michael, put over there a gate. That's a moment to go through the laws of Michael, of Aitosim Dom Beveisecho. However, it's not really the gear, this man is there to anyone. So just to go to Kitzer, and then go to something else. The Kitzer of the laws is that first, it's put on a lach at the end of Chashmish, but some talk of Zion, we have all similar about Michael, it's a Rambam, Minotzer, Perkid Aleph, and the artist form about it, the Chaim Kinevsky had a pirish in the Sefer Mesech to Mezuzah, he had a pirish on the last Simon in Shulchan Aruch, and Avad Yosef has a Lichas Olam Chalik Zion, and the Sefer Abayis, I mean, Aleph goes through all the laws of Michael. When I was speaking to a learner, the one who wrote Shmiz Gufa Nefesh, so he was telling me that when he wrote the Sefer Abayis, he was writing it numerous years ago, he was giving Shir and Eishten, Eishet Torah. So when they were going to the laws of Michael, so the boys over there asked, isn't it true that also on top of a dormitory of Pnimiya, you have to also have a Michael? If people are there, it seemed in Eish, that one of the tall buildings in the Rova, in the Eir Atikah, in the old city, was the Ish dormitory. And there was a soldier who sat there every day. Every day the guy sitting there watching the whole Rova, the whole Eir Atikah. So, L'choi, Avad Yat had a Micah there, and there was no Micah. So Rav Lerner said, he sent a message, whoever the Choi, who was a Pinya, either the Roshiva or the person in charge of the dormitory, he had to put on the Micah. Because they didn't. A couple months later, the guy fell and died. They died. A week later, there's a Micah put up there. So, the kids say the law of the Micah is not really there that much, however it's very important. The person does have to have a Micah, it's a chiv, it's the Oiv Yisum in the Torah, and the Vadi have to have a Micah. And again, a little bit to the Olam is that first, whether you're renting a deer or not renting a deer, whatever, even the Shutfis, the Lach is, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if you own something with Shutfis, you have a chiv Micah. But Oiv, not only with Shutfis, let's say you're just renting, So Machlokes Abayim, if the Chiv is a derisa upon the Seicher, or Chiv is the Abayim. But even the Seicher, a person renting something, has a Chiv to put up a Maikah. That means you have no Ptur saying, it's not my house. Even if it's not your house, you have a Chiv to put up a Maikah. If you're a Seicher or if you're a Shukvis, you have to put up a Maikah. Now, how much of a Maikah are you going to put up? So it says 10 Pachim, so it should be Nicker. The Mechaber Rambam says, the Maikah has to be something that you lean upon, it won't fall. That means if you lean upon it, it won't fall. Doesn't mean the marshal sometimes not should say, don't lean against it, it might fall. That's if it's strong enough, they're just scared for no reason. No, I have a window with a bar against it. My wife always tells my kids not to lean on it. So I got very nervous, so maybe it can fall. So I lean on it all my weight, nothing happened. So that means Etzim it's really the person can't hold up the kids. My wife is nervous, and if I mean to tell them not to lean against it, but Etzim it's really can hold up everybody. So as long as it's really can hold up a person in a Kalami, that's enough and to take care of the Chiv and Michael. There's a chiddush by the Emek Bracha, he tain is that anything made of glass of schuchis, bade loy mahani. It's not enough to be a mikro. Glass, I don't know what type of glass he had, maybe it wasn't strong enough to hold people, but bade of pitashis, glass is strong enough to be a mikro. The Master Leo and Shuva argues with the Emek Bracha, and l'chora bade of pisvara, glass should be good enough to be also a mikro. You can lean against it, it won't fall. In the end of the lachas of mikro, the Mechaber is Messiah over there, the last things that Chomer will machmer al pikuach nefesh, and therefore a person has to be machmer al sakana certain things, and anyone who does not be listening to Chomer machin oisay makis maridus, the person gets makis maridus, and he sends you to lochas in your day and sim kuf tezayin, the lochas of sakana. Talk about different lochas of sakana that people have to be machmer about. So first, this halacha of sakana is a din derabon, din deraisa, people have to be machmer about. So the Be'er Avodah has two different pshatim in the Machabit and Machin. He says Machis Marita. It sounds like the worrying about Sakana is in the Rabbanon. So Be'er Avodah brings out two pshatim, whether it's Rabban Deraisa. However, the Be'ikah the Paiskim, the Shmuel Segufa Nefesh, and his Mavim Perek Aleph brings down being careful about anything of Segula or Sakana. According to the right Paiskim, it's a Din Deraisa. You have to be very careful. You're over the Issa of Leitoshim Domin Vesecha. You're over the Issa of Yisham Lecha Pen Nafshecha. You're over coming Yisurim. If a person not worried about things of Sakana, Bekin at the Das of the Prima Godim, the Tzvua Shor, the Urfa Shulchan, the Chsam Seifer, the Mitzvot Chinam, Shol Neshim, Kama Kama Achroinim, the Lacha says it's a Chiv der Eisel. Therefore, I'd just like to go through one Reisel that speaks about the Yom of Sakona, I don't know a little bit about it, but it goes through the Gorm and the Shalos Negev to it. In Nida, the Yudayim Lalaf, the Reisel says, Om Mishim Ben Yechoi, Hey Dvorim, Heim Oysim Oysim, Mitzchai Ben Afshoi, Vedomei Ben Afshoi. The five things that a person does, that if he does it, Mitzchayi ben Afshoi, V'domei v'roishoi. Mitzchayi ben Afshoi, Rashi explains, if he does these things, he's as if he's killing himself. V'domei v'roishoi, explains Rashi, with Aruch Vener, that it means that not only you're going to die because of it, you can get punished for killing yourself. Two things, Mitzchayi ben Afshoi, V'domei v'roishoi. First, let's be very careful in five things. What's the five things? The first thing is, Ha'ochel shum kolof, U'betzal kolof, U'betzal klufo. A person eats garlic that's peeled, or an onion that's peeled, or an egg that's peeled, and was left overnight, in that case, it's chayav ben afshoi, v'dom ben afshoi. The second case is, ashoise mashke mezugin, sh'ov alem alayvo. Someone drinks water that was diluted, that was left overnight, chayav ben afshoi. The third case is, v'alom v'beis ha'kvaris. A person who sleeps in the beis ha'kvaris, is chayav ben afshoi, v'dom ben afshoi. But not until support of a zoykin with shirabim, someone cuts his nails and throws them to a shirabim, also is chayav ben afshoi, v'dom ben afshoi. These are the five things that a person does, and he's not nizer in them. So, to begin to go through each one slowly, first one was that a person cannot have overnight either garlic that was peeled overnight, or an egg that was peeled overnight, or onions that were peeled and left overnight. Now, what are we talking about? I mean, we have things left overnight. People do eat them. So first, Gemara says, people think that you take, let's say, onions, and you have them closed up, wrapped up in the silver foil, and put in the refrigerator. It's potentially something inside a kli, or kli potentially, it helps. So says the Gemara says not that way. The Gemara says, oichel shum kolof, you have garlic that's peeled. But afal gav the monkey besilto, even though you place it inside a basket, Messiah b'chsimi, and you seal it, and you tie it, still, ruach l'sharelov, you have no heter, the fact that you have wrapped up your garlic, or your onions, or your eggs, there is no heter. What should you do? The Gemara says, you should mishay upon it the ikun, oikli fasam. You should leave over here the ikun, the hearers, in the end of the garlic you have ears, the onions you have ears, you leave over either the ikra, or klipasim, or part of the shell. If you leave over part of it, you won't have any murakra shayu alayim. However, again, if you peel off the whole entire shell, and also the cyrus in the bottom, and you leave it overnight, then murakra shayu alayim. Now, how much of the klipa? Don't say how much. However, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Big Dan Halacha, and the Ben Ishchai, and Shan Beis, and Pasha Pinchas, says that ma'at klipa. A little bit. You don't have to have the whole entire klipa. If you have a little bit of the klipa left over, then murakra won't be shayu upon it. However, if you have the whole entire klipa gone with the cyrus gone, Ruachwa is going to be shayu upon it. So first, I find clear, this halacha, where is it brought down? Look in the Rambam, it's not there. The Rif doesn't bring it down. The Rosh does not bring it down. The Torah doesn't have it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't have it. So that means the Torah sounds like a Mishayim, and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, the Paiskim, do not bring down this halacha. This, because of this, the Aruch of a Paiskim, who want to be Michael, the Yad Meir is brought down the Dr. Chuba and Tim Kupta Zayin. It's a Kot Ayin Dalit. Once it's Tainal, it's not brought down the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah. Therefore, about the person can be Michael. And if because of this, the Afarishim afterwards to follow this Mahalach, and then what we say in the Chas, the Priya Sada, the Yasko Abdi of Yo'imer, and even Unza Afarishim, the Tzitzim Yezer, Minchot Zidchok, and the Sheva Levi, the Lashon is, Yesha Milismoich, or Ein Minchot Viyodom, however, if other person doesn't have to make a Macho against it, there are Afarishim, one time that the Zman is there, these Chumot are not Negeir. Why? It's not Bodan Shulchan Aruch, we don't have this Ruach of the Zman Negeir to us. However, the Iker, the Afarishim are not that way. Again, it's what we say on, and make a leash on this moich, and you should not make a macha against the person. Don't make a macha against people who don't want to listen. Don't tell them. However, in Yerdei and Tim Kupta Zayin, there are more and Zof, the Gemara and Kulin, that Yudam and Aleph, Chamir is the Kantum Yitzuru. The Kona will be much more careful or much more worried about than Isser. Brought down that way in the Mechaba also, in our Chayim Tim Kupta and Beis, Chamir is the Kantum Yitzuru. One reason they bring down the Sheva Levi and Shuvan Chalakei is because where's the Makar for the Kona? Yishama l'cha ushmo nafshecha. Yishama, the lashon of the mechaber brings down. Tov v'zayin. Yishama does not mean you should not do it. Yishama means be careful from it. Be machmir yourself from it. That means even if you have a roi, even if it's a sex-saker, still be machmir. Yishama l'cha. Be careful. Be machmir yourself from it. Therefore, chamir sekantum yisruah. A person has to be more chamir and more careful than yisur. So besides the fact that sakana yo'evikam yisruah, we mentioned for yisruah, how and v'oedik Shulchan Aruch says, Chamir sekantum yisruah, the Paiskim, unser Paiskim, do bring it down. The Chavetz Chaim, in the Sefer Lekutei Halachos, that you zayin um an alf and nido, he is, I write the Rambam bring it down. However, he ends up, vadeh tzorch lezor behem. A vadeh has to be careful in these halachos. The Moshe and Shuvah also says, ends up in Yerdei Echel Gimel, yesh lahach mish vimachmer, the Beis Shloim and Shuvah says, ein lahakul. And the Lashon of the Gemara is brought down by the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Pri Chodesh, the Kav Chaim. They bring down the Lashon of the Gemara, the Pasuk like the Gemara, that a Vada, a person, should be machmer and not eat things that are left over overnight. By garlic, and eggs, and onions. These things. I mean, again, Lalocha, this is what to be Simon Chan, Yishim Yilithmai, Ein Luchas Biyazai. However, the Iker, especially over everyone over here, first thing, Chamir Sekantum Mitzurah, the Iker, a person, should be machmer.
What does the Shem Nashkot Chamir Sekantum? Because it's
like kind of the process
and
that's one another. Echlami Sakana also be half high up your machmir for Sakana, Shok Nefesh. If you look in the Shmiz Gufa Nefesh, there's more, but you have different reasons, common reasons. I just mentioned one. Why should machmir? That's even the chim inside chiv you also have a chim, not mitzad as Gufa Nefesh. The pasuk is being machayiv.
Therefore,
the pasuk telling you have to be machmir.
Already a lot of people.
They don't bring it down. The Ma'aseh again, the Chavetz Chaim is Machmer, the Shulchan is Machmer, the Moshe, they're all Machmer.
And the other trans.
They want to say, they have different Mahalkim in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, in the Mechaz B'yadah, it's what we say before, however, the Ikir L'chor, our Paiskim, seem to be Machmer.
Why do you have to say that you shouldn't follow the
Medea? It means not making Machor against people.
But it should be Medea.
I don't know, there's different Lashonis depends which one you call in Sheva Levi, it's Liyazim bin Chasitzchak, some say you make Lashon in this month, depends on Lashon, who you're looking at. Some of them talk about more Atzashkachas, because they sell things with overnight stuff, they don't, they can make it, they can sell whatever they want, Kishon in this month. What? Kenzain. Fine, now to get of all things of Sekono, Stam went to make when it can be machmer. So Moshe and Shumi Yadayich al Gimel. It's a mechot. He writes that whatever says mafurish, that's what's also. Anything that's not mafurish, after excess shinoi, that's mutter. The first is Osek Tashir's Motor. Why? Since we do not know exactly how these things work, we know how the metaphysics works, how these things affect you. What it says in Gemara, what it says in the place is that and nothing more. Fine, with that, let's go through each case. No, what it says, that's it, sir.
Yeah, but you don't know the mechanics.
No, so that means since we don't know, the getter was what it says.
What is logic?
No, since we don't know how it works, we don't know what it says, and that's it. Anything else, that's not what it says, we have no more kata answer.
No more kata answer, but it could be.
No, they make an answer everything. Could be, we don't know, could be, it's also.
No,
whatever it says, it's also, and that's it.
It's a logical reason to assume that.
We have a logical reason, we don't have a logical reason. But, first case, the Gemara speaks about the shum, about garlic. So, one shell is, how can you have a garlic powder? Garlic powder, the Gemara says shum, it's left overnight, people have it in the house all the time. How can you have garlic powder in your house? And that's in the Tosis, in Be'er, and Akidah, and Malas, and the Rosh Hamlir, and Be'er, and Parakvays. He says, the reason why a person has the right to ground up garlic on Yontif, Ayin L'Khori should be doing Taichin, and all Malachas you should do Erev Yontif. Says Tosis in the second Eretz, could you do Chatisha on Yontif? If not, Ruach show you up on it. Said Taisvis, if you ground it up before Yontif and it comes to Yontif, have Ruach Ra. So see, even ground up garlic has a son of Ruach Ra. If so, how can we have garlic powder? L'Khori is being left overnight. Sounds strange, but the Maisel of Menashe Klein, Madura Tanyana, and Helbeis, Yodei, Timchal Beis, he says, in a Panami, it's also. You can't have garlic powder. Why? The Gemara. It's Chayib and Afshim, Dov Ruhoishoi. How can you have it? Maisel, the meaning is not the way everyone does have garlic powder. So the Maisel, what's Pshat? What is the heter? How can we have Shum that's left overnight? So, different ways to answer. One, the Be'er Moshe, and the Chalagimel, and Simkuk, Tezvav, he answers Mekel, and he makes three Tzurufim. One time he first says, is that when they grind it off together with the Cyrus and with the Klipa. Once you have the Cyrus on it and the Klipa upon it, and it's, I mean, there is no Isser upon it anymore. But it didn't. When they grind it off, it never left the Cyrus and the Klipa. There's no Ruach or Shur upon it. That's the first reason he starts off with. The second thing he says, not put down Shulchan Aruch anywhere. So either Batul B'Zmanenu or Al Kaponim, at least Yim Dot B'Avodos Shurim B'Soyim Hashem. At least you'll be a Pesi and Shurim B'Soyim Hashem. A third reason he says is the garlic, when you buy it, is not 100% garlic. The other things mixed inside of it. And the issue is dafka garlic. You have things mixed together, echanam eat motor. Those are three tzurufim to be made. So just go through each one. First you start off again, that a person, they ground together with it, the cyrus and the klipa. Yesh lanim, that's true or not. I don't know the matzias. I don't know if you would want to buy it with the cyrus on it. Especially the onion powder. I assume they do peel the onions. I don't know if that's true or not. Second point he said is that again, it's not Zeh, it's not Negeo, Al Kapod Mashem Mitzrayim Hashem. The Stam you have to know in the Geto Mashem Mitzrayim Hashem, because Baruch Hu watch over the Pesoyim. The Pesi is the fools. But let's say you're not a Pesi, you're a Talmud Chacham, you don't want to be a Pesi, you're Misaymach in the term. Is there any Indian to be Machma against Mashem Mitzrayim Hashem? Is it a Heter Kos born? It's Mutl Hathilo, even Dosh Riyam Dosh, Shem Mitzrayim Hashem? Well, no, it's not a Hetman Achila. It's just, if you're a Pesi, if you're stuck, you can be Soymech upon him. So that's the Mitzvah Machlokes, you're showing him the Shiloh. The Chumas Adeshin and Simon Reshid Aleph, he's not to say, Erech Lami, a Tamachokam, should be Machmer. He cannot be Soymech on the Indian Shem Mitzrayim Hashem. He's not a Pesi. And a person should not Erech Lami be Soymech upon it. It's brought down that way in the Beis Yitzv, and Evan Ezra and Simon Tess. There's a Gemara on Shabbos, on Kuf Kof Tess, on Ben Aleph. The Gemara says, to have a Bismillah on Yom Einin, on a cloudy day, you should not do it, Sakono. Even the 8 days, Yom Ha'inin, you should not do it after Kono. However, it says the Gemara, Shoyim B'Soyim Hashem. We have a Bismillah on 30 days, Shoyim B'Soyim Hashem. Says the Ritz over there. However, it's Shabbat not to be Soymech upon this, because we're not passing. It says that we should not do it. This Ritz was brought down by the Muki Yosef and the Beis Yosef and helped Bismillah. The Beis Yosef says, a person is Shabbat, if you let's say you have a child, the 8th day is a cloudy day, says Shabbat not to be Soymech on this Kulo, not to be Koch Nefesh. A person does not have to do Bismillah on the 8th day, which is a Kiddush. Torah says 8 days, and said, no, it's a Kona person, should not do a B'yayim Oynon. I never saw such a thing, anyone be a Machmer and saying, he's not one to be a Pesi. Maybe Ketanik, because his kid is a Pesi, and he's not a Pesi, maybe Michalkin, the kid and him, Ken Zayn. But mind you, we have Makara, the Mikvah, and we have Luke Yosef, and Spetz Maturah, and the Beit Yosef being down a Lacha, to Mizadesh, that says, a person should be at him, not be Samech on a Pesi, not be Samech on his head, and show him Samech Hashem. So, anyone who smokes, same thing. What's the heter of Moshe? Shem B'Soyim Hashem? However, again, a person, he's not the person that was a Tam Chacham learning Yeshiva, but it's not be Sanuk upon him. So say this is the reason why we're being makel by Shum, Godfather, Tam, that means that a person should be Machna. Make it a little bit more again, inshallah, Shem, Messiah, Hashem. How can you drink from the water fountain? The Gemara in Gittin, and the Ayinam Nalav, says a person drinks standing up, it's Matashas Koyfoy, it makes him weak. Therefore, he should not drink standing up, weakens a person. So the Shem, how can you drink from the water fountain? The Ebni Sol, Dain Fisher, and Chalik Peh says, one, Shem, Messiah, Hashem. Kach Baruch will watch over you, Pesi. That means, Bechatchila, the water fountain, Yeshiva, a person should better not drink. Once, so one of the place came in Yeshiva, he drank the water fountain, my captain went over to him, I could drink the water fountain. She told me he was leaning. Smich like Yeshiva. So I asked him, I mean, you're serious? I'm like, yeah, it could be. So I asked him, why? Another case, that Tashmish Shmita should do standing up. Wouldn't Smicha leaning a little bit to say it? So he can't say it. I don't know if he's asking me seriously enough, or maybe he helped. I don't know. Yesh Lain, probably maybe he can drink the water fountain leaning over. And again, the Shalom, Shem, Hashem, Hashem, what the get is, how far it is. Or the in and of other person should be machmer and should not be fasting. The Talmud Chacham or regular mensch should not be sitting on the school.
To respond again,
what?
The water fountain, doesn't say.
It says not to drink. Oh, smicha.
Doesn't say.
Yeah, no,
you don't understand.
They say cannot drink standing up. If you lean a little, unless you're touching it. That's nothing. You have mamash the whole weight to take away or fall down.
No, the shinik what's the shinik
it's drinking standing up. It's drinking standing up and holding a cup. It's shooting stars. It's a drink standing up. That's what you're doing. Fine. If you really lean well, fine. Smith Yeshiva. But I'm certainly make all the Yeshiva has it. And we drink the water fountain. The third point that Ben Moshe says to make all is why is Maisi Ma'arab inside with the garlic other things? If you buy things to say 100% garlic, is there other things in Ma'arab inside of it? So his term of Maisi answers Mekel, he has two reasons to be Mekel, each one of Yishlotin, Harbay, how much should be Seimach upon him, and if a person should be Seimach upon him. So the Maisi again, the Oyel is Mekel, and the Baron Moshe is Mekel.
And
I don't know if it is. I looked at a bunch of them yesterday, and none of any ingredients.
No, assuming they still have to do the alphabetical ingredient.
I don't know. If Baron Moshe is, don't know. Fine, the Maisi, if Baron Moshe is Mekel, I went to a Reuben, I asked him, he wants to give a shiur about Sakana. I asked him, I said, how do you have garlic powder overnight? So he told me, the Reuben is a Baal Archa Shabbos, one of the same Archa Shabbos. So he told me that, no, the most cases when it's also, it's dafkut by Chatisha, when he's grinding up garlic into small pieces, have making to a bak, into powder, making to bow, that's Panam Kadosh Balakana. That's a new entity. The Gemara has a shum. This is a bak shum. This is a powder. The only time the Taishas and the Rosh being machmed is by small little pieces. That's still a shum. However, bak shum and echlami, that's mutter. That means, according to him, only powder will be mutter. However, let's say you have garlic pieces or onion bits. Onion bits will be a problem. Because the Maisha is not Panam Kadosh, it still is onion bits. A third malach to why we do eat garlic that's left overnight and garlic powder. I called the Benatz yesterday and I asked them, how can you rush off on it? How can you? They told me it's klil. First I didn't know what they were talking about. So klil means it was roasted. So since oil was roasted. So the Paishim Mahal, a lot of Paishim seem to say, the only time that garlic is also is when it's raw. Raw, that's also. Once it's cooked, the taina that once it's cooked is not what Gemara, most of raw garlic, that's the Shev Kasi writes, and the Kavachayim, the Taishas Chayim, the old taina, once it's cooked, Echanami, there's no issur. So once they roast it, Echanami, it's roasted already, and it has dinner being cooked, a mavushal, it's yavesh, and once you roast it, you can grind it off, there's no concern being left overnight, no problem at all. They weren't wasted to me when they do it. They told me they roast it before Shkia. It's all dry by Shkia. Why Shkia? So the Gemara says, Lashon is, that it has to be that Sh'ova Aleim Alayim Alayim. Or even this when it passed over the night. What's the night? So Divya Yatsiv in Chuvon, Simulam Gimel, in Yardea, declares, does it mean the beginning of the night, the end of the night, the whole night? Divya Yatsiv Maskonis, the Kamplesim Maskonis, Kol Alayla, the whole entire night. But it seems that Badat being Machmer, and they're being holding, even the beginning of the night, it passes the part of the night, it's great to lead on to the being left overnight. No, they told me they're Machmer to make sure it's roasted and dry and finished by Shkir. And call them, as they told me.
Did you ask
them about the ingredients? No, I didn't ask them. But I ate them, being left overnight. No problem. Why not? Cool. It's cold. That's the only hand they had. That's the only reason. And they said, it's fine, say it, come talk to whoever gives us kafa, the rabbi now, the guy. That's normal. But someone told me also, even 10 years ago, they did the same thing then also. I called them now because someone told me 10 years ago the same thing. That means even the dying fish are the same head they had. They roasted and then died away. It's also the same thing. So, this is their head too. A fourth reason how you can have garlic powder left overnight, again, besides the moisture, it's through food, besides the movement, it's pancadoshes, besides being cooked already, the moisture tshuva, the moisture from a case of eggs, but the svara applies, moisture in your day, for the base of the car. He says the whole iser is after when you plan to eat it during the day. Right now, you have a tuda, you peel a garlic or eggs, and then you change your mind, or you forget to eat it, and you want to eat the next day. That means just plan to eat it today, and you change your mind, eklami, then it'll be austerity the next day. Why? However, let's say when you peeled it originally, you plan to sell it, you plan to put it in the freezer, you plan to have it for a long time, that's what Gemara is not talking about. That's nichol negedo ketzah shinoi, and ekonomi, that's motu. Anything that's being sold for the public, that's motu. Trust me, right from Tosfos Rosh, we coming from itself, we're Mo'id, the Mishnah Lach, when he quotes the Moshe, he says, the Pema, ain't my shum yasoi. He has no foundation where he's coming from. He's the Imangus Chiddish. And Shemati, the place command, it cannot say Mechalam. Even in America, they're not say Mechalam Moshe. We'll come, Kamashkofers. But he might have said, the Israel Moshe. And the Moshe Tainan is that darker things that are being sold, and Echlami, those things have no Israel, that means all golf houses, onion bits, Echlami, that will be something that's more term. A person can ask, the Maisa wins again, this halacha, the garlic, the machlis, don't eat garlic, what's the big deal? So this Gemara in the Baba Kama, the Afei Peis, the Manala, the Gemara says, Ezra and the Sakin, the person should eat. Erev Shabbos, Oichel, Mishum, Erev Shabbos, eat garlic, Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara is Tam, the Maisa not negated the Bachrim, however, the Maisa Rav has brought down the grain himself, was machlis, the Bachrim do have to eat Shum. He brought down also, David told us, Yaakov, that the stifle is machlis, and his bias, the Bachrim do have to eat Shum. So the person does have to eat Shum. The Gemara's lashon is oichlam be'er Shabbos. Mashal says either er Shabbos or lel Shabbos. As brought down halacha by the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Pei, the mitzvah le'echol shum either er Shabbos or lel Shabbos. You have a mitzvah to eat shum. How much shum? Could it be powder? Could it be something left overnight? Which all these are terrible enough. So lashon the Gemara is oichlam shum, oichlam. So here's a day Schwartz. When you told me oichlam ain't a chilah pach megizayis, he's all laughing at me. But then I said oichlam. So he said, no, that's lafukei te'ima. Spices are not good enough. Has to be pieces, but not be a kezayis. Fine, that means a person has to eat garlic, who it may usually that day, or the night before, but it's mixed into other stuff, be mutter. However, a person has a mitzvah to eat shum. My colleague is bachim, not bachim. The person should eat shum. What type of shum? Raw. The mishabur says not. Mishabur says dafka tzli. The goyim says mevushal. My colleague is mevushal or tzli. Five of the mice is in there, but that each shum, and if it's a gay, it's a lacha, that should not be left overnight. The more second thing is the case of onions being left overnight. So, years ago, Bodek, which sells cauliflower and broccoli as bugs, lettuce, all things in America, so this, sometimes onions have the same problem, so they were going to sell onions chopped up, divided up, and sell them in the bag. They had a problem before of being left overnight. Before, they did not have the heter or a Reuben that put in kadoshes, they were small pieces. They did not have the heter of the Be'er Moshe or being Urib, wasn't Urib, or just the pieces itself. They did not have the heter of the Bedas being dried out, being cooked, wasn't cooked, with not much pieces. The only heter you had was the Moshe. So, the Moshe said, being sold is no answer. So, the company Bozek wanted to know what to do with the onions that they want to chop up and sell to the public. What they decided to do was put upon it salt. They put a large percentage of salt upon it, upon the onions, and they sold it. The reason why no one knows about it, because the people who bought it did not like it, because it had a bad smell. You put salt and onions, leave it over a couple of days, it had a bad smell, you feel it on your hands, not good. They stopped selling it years ago. Mice, they put on salt. The reason is Makar that you can put on something and take away the in of Ruach Ra. So the Makar Batsim is a region already of the smack, a mitzvah, kufay, and aleph, put down with the Yishmaichel, and the Kamachrenim. But the smack of this talking about garlic, that the shadow was, how can people eat garlic in the Shabbos morning? Maisa, the problem of being left overnight. So he has some of being makel, because mu'urv inside of it, lechem. Lechem was being mixed inside the garlic, and therefore there's no problem. So we see there is a head of things being mixed in. This head is brought down by the Kal V'chaim, the Ben Ishchaim. And in Och Tebeinu Chelek Aleph, it brings out from the Chaz Nish brings it right from Eftav Shilin. The Abad, that things are mixed together, there is no hitter at all of being left overnight. Therefore, the Chazish is matter to have a salad. People make salad Friday night or Friday afternoon, and left for Shabbos morning. either onions inside the salad, problem being left overnight, the Chazir said it's mutter. Why? Because things mixed together, there is no Isser. In Matzah, there are also eggs that are fried together with oil, and also to the mixture, the egg is also with the oil, it's mutter. The things that are mixed together, any time that's mutter. Tell us how much is needed to be for the mix. You put in a drop of salt, the whole big salad, or the, all the onions together, and it's not that's to the mix already. How much is to the mix? So here, people kind of know the 2%. That why 2%? Because bottle of shishim. The makar, if anything less than 2%, 1% would be bottle of shishim. Now that you have over here 2%, it's not going to be bottle. What's that bottle? It's not that you have onions. You have onions with salt. It's something together. And the Gemara asks one thing, and any kitashina, that'll be water. The makar really is a smack, anything together is water. Someone told me about Shtubach wanting to be maximum 5%. I'm not sure why 5%. The Shayla Kossi says a job differently in the Chelekei. He tied it as long as you can taste the salt, will be mutter also. It's basically the same swara. Just like to be mivatel something, it has to be bottled with shishim. However, if you still taste it after shishim, it still is asur. Let's say you have a chazim which is sorry, you taste it after shishim, still it's asur if you taste it. That means to go with the swara of that either, as long as it's not bottled, you have salt inside, either as a taste, or 2% will be mutter.
Can you mix it after jelly next overnight?
Oh, so there are some places, one time you can do that the next day, but Ikka the person say you should machma. Oh, you can one time even the next day. The Shmiz Kufa Nefesh, for example, Ikka, you should be machma.
They take
a bag of
onions, they put them in oil, but
you
put some rice or something. That's what it
tastes like.
If
it's... Yeah. But people don't
want to
buy onions with rice.
They want onions.
What?
Yeah.
You can't, but again, people are very lazy in today's society. You want everything to set up, maybe you're ready.
3 pieces of carrots on the bag of
onions. And people won't buy it because it looks strange.
Yeah,
the whole thing in America is packaging. It's a sell it with good packaging.
It's a fresh pack and all the things that you have to get anyway just to keep it fresh and stuff. So,
it's packaging and explain to people Allah for it once. They didn't do it. But
by the way,
so we get to where one malach, how much you mix in, it's something you move with, it's not mortal. A second malach seems to be the Evan Yisrael, by fish and chalik test. As long as it's considered a capsule, we mix in something and you have eggs, you put inside other stuff, people like egg salad, not just eggs, and if mommy once it's called something else, it's not what the Gemara asked. The Gemara asked an egg, it's not egg salad. Therefore, Dain Fisher says, look at that, it says another name, Divya Yatsim also says, any Shem Leviya is enough to be considered to take away the Isser.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, anything that takes away the Shem Leviya. Before that, we know that maybe a head of a powder is actually the skull powder, couldn't it? Maybe this without Terubis, maybe with the Terubis, you mean? That means no. His example says, you salt the eggs, he called it a Beitim Lucha called salted eggs. Since he did something with it, made more, that itself was also a nicker. The Malta said, the Isra B'yashim can mix together eggs and onions. Now eggs is also, onions is also. Together, I mean, L'chor be calls egg salad, and L'chor each one is also be overnight. The Divya Yatsim and Echlami, he's Machmi, cannot mix two things together, each one itself is also. Malta said, the Isra B'yashim, B'yashim said, fill it with the salt, with some oil, and you have egg salad, potato, no problem. Why? That's an extra tapshal. That's a tapshal. One says it's called something else, it's a tapshal. That means you have two ways to make something, the ace, the is what the Gemara is called. Again, one way is the way how it's called, the Shem Leviya. Another way is not being mavatul, the soul, either at the bit of Shabbat, two different ways. The third level of the Gemara, again after garlic and onions, is the case of beitzim, of eggs, being left overnight. So I got, I went to the store over here, and they have a box that they, the bakery over here, and anyone, the bakery they buy ready made eggs that are cracked ready, and they put on top of the challah. Now they write on the lechash lino. They don't know why anything, it's a shrachel bedatz, nothing about ingredients, I have no idea why. But what people say is either it depends, the two different boxes, supposedly one box has sugar inside, 2% or 5%, and one box has salt inside, depends what you make. Right, certain things want sugar, certain things want salt. But supposedly they mix inside a certain amount of salt and sugar to not have this problem with some urv, and therefore it won't have a problem being lean on. Beit HaBe'etzim itself has more heterium. First, the Rashi, when he, and Dr. Zainam al-Afanida, when he quotes the Issa being left overnight, he quotes a case of Shum u'Betzal, two cases. He left out the case of Beit HaBe'etzim. there are some Achronim who Antaina, the Rishash points out already, but the one time Rashi did not have the gears in the Gemara Beitzo. Did not have the gears so that Beya, eggs cannot be left overnight. Moshe Tshuva brings down this concept. He says the Ikka is more Mastava than Rashi. Did not have that gears. So, but Moshe, there's another more reason we make on eggs, because maybe Dafka, Rashi did not have the gears, so maybe it's not out of Gemara. A second sport we make on eggs. What eggs are we talking about? Raw eggs or cooked eggs? Which one is the Gemara talking about? The Shushpei Shloimah says they're talking about raw eggs. However, Roy Pesh didn't say we're talking about cooked eggs. So either way you're going to come from, Masalik Zapaiskin, again, the Ikka Apaiskin says that even if it's cooked, only if it's cooked, you're even Issa being left overnight. You have not the reason, not the tzir, always to be Mekel. The third record to be Mekel by eggs is the Goyim Mordechai Rishon in Shabbos, Yipekam Moitzi. He over there said the meaning was that kids had eggs that were written upon a Pesukim, and on Shabbos they would eat the eggs. So over there he's talking about how to eat the eggs. Alf Mechiko, you're raising him. Go down and Simon Shemem, the Noisy Caleb, Muhammad, or how to eat an egg with words on it, Alf Mechiko. Thank you, Goyish Mordechai. My say is, Alf Mechiko, it's being left overnight. How can you eat it being left overnight? What? Maybe there was done for that day or the next day. If Kenzan the case if I need air Shabbos, and if it got to change your mind the next day, Kenzan, but I hear the Shabbos. So they ask the Goyish Mordechai brings down either Dilma l'shicha b'neinu, maybe it's manazeh, there's not shchiach on egg ruach ra. Inami kitzvei kodesh alei matzilim, the words of kitzvei kodesh atav, echami b'matzilim. Have two truths. So the person want to know which one's the ikkateres, and the first teres is lost Dilma, maybe it's not ruach ra shor alei. So the Marsham and Tshuva Chelik Dalet says the word Dilma, maybe echami no ruach ra shor upon them, avad yach b'matzilim. However, Meister, we do have already Goyish Mordechai, the person do bring down this concept, this idiom, that it maybe eggs are different, there is no ruach ra put upon them. So again, we have more reason to make them by eggs, and kumudumani, the meaning I think to be by egg salad, people echamim, they mix inside, they put in either salt or oil or other stuff. That's how the mitchas yitzchak and chelivav, and the shomaz almin in the lichas sol in the tefillah, and also in emni sol in daim fisher, they all bring down that a person, that's how to put in a little bit of salt, or a little bit of kamach, whatever the case you want, a little bit of oil, that's enough to make a tapshul. And nearly that seems to be the meaning that people are machmir, they put in something, shnafi achshash of lima.
But more sense. It's too late, but there's a red lima with poison water.
Depends on which case. If you buy it, then you make it in your house, it's not a problem. Look at the shell upon it, until you tangle the shell, it's fine.
Yeah, but if you
border it. If you border it, then it could be a problem. You can love that, you can flatten the sake. If you hold now like the smack.
But
if it's that kind of last little kick. If you want to be mach, you want to say not like the smack, but like the last poskim. Oh, so this time I'll show all sakana, kufta zayim, machal yuzim noise kelim, if it's bottle b'shishim to say by sakana or not. The Gemara's second thing of being left overnight is mashkin mezugim sh'avalei malayra. Water that was diluted that was left overnight. Mashkin or drinks that was diluted left overnight. The Gemara says, what are we talking about left over in what? The Gemara says either kli matechas or kli netter. Or the metal kli left overnight. Now this halacha, again, is not put down in the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, by Tzkelem. However, it is brought down by the Shulchan Aruch, by the Chavetz Chaim, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Pri Chodosh. Again, the Ikka person should be machmer. We're talking about Sakon over here. So what is this case? The Chavetz Chaim says, if you have a kli with a mashkin that was mezogim left overnight, even though it's covered, since the Mishnah Berurah, the Chavetz Chaim, and the Kutei Halacha, it's Echami still also, still have a problem of Sakon. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, not dafka if it's diluted. He says, "Ain't our climate mayim atzmon. It's only water. Even water left over in the cup, you can't drink. Any water left over in the cup." So, stamashal is a person has a dud, or he has a water tower, or these kalim that holds large amounts of water, and it's metal. Or you have pipes in the ground. It holds water. It's metal. How can a person ever drink water from the pipes, or from these duds, or from things that have a lot of water? The Shmuel Gufa Nefesh Simeme points out that more is washing a kli. Anything that's mechubah to karka, these duds, the memsa, or they're glued to the wall, they keep moving around, that's they're no problem, because next to the kli, they are just something that's mechubah to the karka, and therefore you can drink from them. So when is it in the Gaya? One case in the Gaya, I put my child a thermos last week, cheap one, and it's purely metal inside. Leave my tefes. And I tell my wife, every day make sure you give him new stuff inside. It doesn't mean the same one day tea, the next day bring the same tea. Be iced tea the next day and drink it, or it'll be a problem of a domay b'roshay. And chalam l'chur p'amah matach, that the person cannot drink from the same thermos that's metal if it's being left overnight. If the thermos, I know most thermoses are not metal, right? Most of plastic, or maybe glass inside. What's inside usually? The metal inside? I don't know. The one my kid bought was metal inside. But I can't if it might be a problem. The Gemara says a third halacha on that. Usually it's mem saw and usually yeah. So it's mechum lecharkas, glues, it's tar. That's the case. But the problem not the pipe, the dough itself. It has to be mechum something. Yeah, of course. You're saying the pipe is that itself makes all the things. I don't know Matthias, and that's the shmuz gofen daf. It's going on the case of tar. He's saying it's no problem. The Gemara has a third case. The Gemara is talking about someone who's long in the basic forest, sleeping in the basic forest. Now most of us do not sleep in the basic forest. The Gemara says, why the person sleeping in the basic forest? Kedei shetish olav ruach ha-tumo. To put upon him ruach ha-tumo. And therefore sometimes put him in sakana. Now why is he sleeping in there for ruach ha-tumo? So Rashi says, that's why magicians, they want to do achidus anayim. They want to have kayach ha-tumo upon them. They sleep in the basic forest. So some you have to know, you have no right to the basic forest, could you now be Duachidus Anayim, now have Ruach HaTumah upon you. But nothing is there, is Dorman Benachshoy, that a person put himself in a matzav of Sakono. We might have two more points, maybe we'll go through a different time of life. So this end, the first Skimo was mentioned, is that first person again cannot be called Hezek to a person. Then the Iker to his Misa, even to his Kof, why overcome his serum? Person also to be very careful about the loss of the Michael, make sure in his Dero or his house, wherever he is, it has a kosher Michael, the Kibbutz put upon every person, even if he's a Sarker. Wherever find him learn the case of Sakona, you overcome his serum in the Raiso. You have to be Machmo, the loss of Sakona, why is Chamura Sakan to be his Dero? And because the case that's brought down in Shas, person has to be very careful about. The shallow person can be SMS is why can a Kadosh Baruch Hu put this world, this Indian of Segulas, of Rashi Shuvah, that's Miyuchas the Rambam in Siman Reish Peibov, he says this point is why it should be shared to the philosophers. The philosophers are telling that this whole world is Be'etzim, is in of Teva, is in of Lechaik, has rules and regulations, a set way of going. The fact that we see all these different schools that affect things different ways, different outcomes, this itself shows there's a higher entity, a higher level, there's the metaphysics, there's the Ruchnius. It comes to teach us this concept, the Echlami, we're not just here because it just happened to be and they have the physical stuff here and this is what we do in this Teva. There's more than just Teva. There's a Ruchnius, there's a metaphysics, there's a higher entity, a higher goal. It's come to teach us this concept, there's a higher thing over here. That's what the Gemara says, Shema Mitzvah Loi Deira. Someone does the Mitzvah, won't know any sakonas, danger, nothing will happen to him. Why? It could be on his phone. The whole reason why you have these sakonas happening to a person is why to teach him Echlam is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That there's a high entity. When he's Shema Mitzvah, he knows that already. Shema Mitzvah Loi Deira. It won't have a concern of these sakulis, of these problems over here. He wants to entice us to be Zoycha, that we should all be Shema Mitzvahs.